In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Miserere mei Deus, miserere mei. Quoniam in te confidit anima mea. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for my soul hath trusted in thee. These words taken from the introit of today's Mass have formed the great penitential prayer of countless saints who have gone before us in the spiritual combat that now lies ahead. We know that it was the practice of many holy souls to begin their day by getting on their knees, kissing the ground, and uttering those very words, "Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for my soul hath trusted in thee." And already today, during the distribution of ashes, we have heard the beautiful Miserere of Allegri. Who cannot be touched, indeed struck to the very heart, in hearing these words of the illustrious ancestor of our Lord, King David, the great king, but today singing to us as the great singer, the great sinner. The words which begin this greatest of the penitential psalms, Psalm 50, are words which we hear at the beginning of every Sunday Mass as part of the asparagus. Miserere mei Deus secundum magnum misericordiam tuam. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy. We know from the scriptures that these words, of the many psalms that David composed, these words were composed by him at the moment when at long last he had true contrition for the greatest sin of his life, killing his friend and trusted ally and stealing his wife. On what basis could he demand mercy from this God who had already given him so much? Could he cry out? Indeed, could any of us cry out, "Have mercy on me, O God, considering my merits. Have mercy on me, O God, considering all that I have done. Have mercy on me, O God, in view of that heaven to which I have a right." No, none of these words should be found on our lips. None of us can do more than cry out with David, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy." In asking for your mercy, O Lord, there is nothing to which I can make appeal. Accept your mercy. Your mercy is the only measure. This day which begins for us, our 40-day pilgrimage, our 40-day spiritual combat, should every year be for us a day of quiet joy. It should be for us a day filled with gratitude. Because out of no merit on our part, all of us here today have been granted one more Ash Wednesday, one more Lent, one more time we can stand here and sing out with the Apostle, "Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, these are the days of salvation." As the ashes are laid upon our heads today, the prayer of the church is, "Let us amend for the better, all of us who have sinned, lest no more time be found for amendment." Yes, we can all say to our God today that we are truly thankful for this space for true repentance. St. Augustine calls penance the vengeance of the sorrowful. Yes, starting today, we can exact on ourselves a holy vengeance for what we have done wrong, with the understanding that this holy virtue of penance is rooted in two greater virtues, charity and justice. Justice, because it is by penance that we make up for what we have done wrong, that we pay back to God what we have stolen. Although nothing we can do can ever make up for how we have offended God, yet by the merits of Jesus Christ, we are given the power to associate ourselves with his passion. And so the apostle can dare to say those words, "I now supply what is wanting in the sufferings of Christ in my body." Not because anything is wanting in the sufferings of Christ to merit our redemption, but bound by justice and bound by love, we now with joy give ourselves with generous hearts to the work of penance that lies before us. And yes, this virtue of penance must be rooted in the greatest of all virtues, the virtue of charity. By all means, we begin this journey with cold hearts, like the prodigal son. We take a moment in our lukewarmness to consider, yes, we better make the most of what may be our last Lent, knowing that otherwise only hell awaits. But as we begin our journey, and hopefully by the time we make it to that day in Lent, which is known as the day of the prodigal son, hopefully by that time, true contrition begins to take birth in our hearts, and we begin to see already in the distance our loving Father waiting for us at the end of our Lenten journey. And whereas before we shuffled home, now we begin to run so that we may throw ourselves at the feet of our loving God and cry out, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son." Trusting in the promises of Christ, we know that our loving Father will receive us, not with punishment, but rather receives all contrite hearts in his love. Cor contritum et humiliatum Deus non despicies. No, there is no other sacrifice you demand of us today than to associate ourselves with that one true sacrifice of the Mass, with humble and contrite hearts. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me. For in thee hath my soul put its trust. Amen.